I'm sitting here with Daniel Baldridge, who has a talent that's a little bit different than football. So, Daniel, tell me a little bit about your music and how you started playing it.
Mama bought me a classical guitar when I was in junior high, and I started learning classical music from a teacher. His name was Ren Mary, and he taught me classical music, how to read music and stuff like that. And I started to pick up on it and really, really enjoy it and got pretty decent at it. And then I think one day we got me an electric guitar. And, you know, some people say it went downhill from there. For me, I think it went uphill because, you know, then I learned a lot of great music, started listening to blues. I listen to all kinds of stuff, from blues to rock and roll to all kinds of things, to instrumental guys. And then just started listening and picking up on things, and then just listening to guys' styles.
So all the while that you're kind of honing your craft musically, you're also working on this football career.
Oh, yeah.
How did you kind of balance those two?
It's funny because I actually started playing music a lot longer than I started playing football. I only started playing football my senior year in high school, and then got an offer to go to Marshall, and then figured I could, you know, do pretty good at it, you know. And so just kept on working, and you find a balance, you know. Playing the guitar is kind of like a little getaway, you know. You have to have a little getaway, everything in life, you know, a little place to center yourself and stuff like that. And so I'd play the guitar for, you know, an hour or two and kind of relax me or, you know, play and write music. And so it's kind of a way to get away from it and kind of, you know, come back to yourself.
So when you're growing up, did you ever think that you would have a professional football career or a professional musical career? I mean, those are two kind of lofty dreams.
No, everything has been a huge blessing. You know, never thought I would be here in the pros. I thought, you know, going to college, my mama said, well, you know, if they're going to pay you school, boy, you better go on up there. So kind of did that. And, you know, the music I never really thought of it as an opportunity to make a living and stuff. It was just something I love doing.
So tell me about the song. What's it called? What's it about?
The song is called Keep On Waylon. And like I said before, you know, growing up, listening to Waylon Jennings, actually, you know, and just listening to his music and seeing that, you know, how real country music is supposed to be played and how it's supposed to be heard. You know, this was a guy who wanted to do his music his way in Texas and not get all the fame in Nashville, but do his own thing, you know. And I'm sitting down one day, I was writing a song, and just Keep On Waylon came to me. It just came to me, you know, just keep on moving, keep on trucking. I was like, keep on Waylon, you know, because Waylon Jennings has got a lot of songs, you know, that just, you know, tell you to keep on moving, keep on going. And so I thought I would just make some lyrics that every time you heard a lyric, there was one of his songs in there.
I mean, at practice the other day, they snuck your song into the stretching playlist. What was that like, to be stretching and be like, wait a second, that's me?
Yeah, that is definitely surreal. I never in a million years would have ever thought that would happen. I called my brother tonight. I said, dude, you'll never guess what happened. You know, they played my song at practice. He was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. He was like, that's crazy. He was like, I know. Trust me, I'm there listening to it. And these guys are singing along, and it's just surreal. It's just awesome. They love the song, I guess, especially because I stretched some notes out, you know, and I put a lot of soul into it. And the response has been great from all the guys who've heard the song and people who've come up to me and be like, man, you know, that sounds good. That sounds great. It's just all a blessing. So the door is wide open for is that part of my career. You know, what could happen, it really is up in the air.
Do you think there are any parallels or similarities between music and football? Like, what makes them go together so well?
Music is a way to express yourself as an artist, as a person. Performing is pretty much you're on stage and you're lit up, and this is you and your song and your music, and you're playing in front of thousands and thousands of people. Same way on the football field, it's you, your team, your guys, you know, y'all are all working together for one goal. You know, same as with your band, with your writers and stuff like that. You're trying to make music that people can love and listen to. You know, just like in football, you're trying to work towards, you know, the big goal of going to Super Bowl and winning, you know. And so I think that correlates between each spectrum, you know. And especially, you know, the lifestyle. You know, we're away from our families a lot and stuff like that. Guys on the road singing and playing music, same thing for them, you know. They're out there for the fans, out there for the people who pay money, who want to come, who are devoted, both in music and in football.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself playing football, doing music, some combination of the two?
I say why not do both? You know, you play football during the season, and when off season comes, you know, go play some places, play some venues, try and make a few CDs, get some guys on the CDs that are pretty cool, and so just you know, hopefully doing it both, you know, if not one or the other, you know, either way it goes, I'm still pretty happy. I'm gonna keep on willing.